This is Ted Kennedy. The Supreme Court has declared open season for blockades of abortion clinics. Will Congress step in? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the nation marked an important milestone for women last week, the 20th anniversary of the Supreme Court's landmark decision in 1973, granting a constitutional right to abortion. In one of his first actions as president, Bill Clinton removed some of the worst restrictions imposed in the Reagan-Bush years. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court just erected a new roadblock. In a 6-3 ruling, it held that the civil rights laws cannot be invoked to obtain injunctions against extremist groups that organize blockades of public health clinics that perform abortions. The blockades are a blatant intimidation. You claim to be a pro-choice Republican, Al. Prove it. Join us in passing a new law to give federal judges the power to stop these blockades. Are you still pro-choice, Al, or just very still?
Me? Still? Oh, no. The right word is calm. I'm not a raging pit bull like you. Ted, there's an old saying, fury is the wind that blows out the lamp of intelligence. You should hearken to that one from time to time. Ted, abortion rights groups have absolutely no right to take to the streets to reverse what has been protected in the courts and legislatures. So many times, local police are no match for those zealots who cross that constitutional line by engaging in intimidation and wicked vandalism. If the locals can't contain the threat posed by pro-life extremists, then Congress should certainly step in. We're not there yet. Ted, the Constitution is there to protect all Americans. You must try to remember to keep a cool head in order that the impartial application of the law doesn't get lost in rabid, heated political controversy. Hot heads and cold hearts have never solved anything. If you have a topic you'd like Ted Kennedy and I to do on Face Off, send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.